This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. I'm here to remind you to put God first in your life, to not neglect your relationship with Him, but like any relationship, to spend time with Him in order to get to know Him better, in order to see Him working more powerfully in your life. A little time each day goes a long way to building your relationship with God. Do you know that God has put you in this world for a reason? He's put you in the circle of people that are in your life because He wants to minister to them through you. He wants to speak into their lives. Some of them already know Him, and He wants you to encourage them to put Him first, to encourage them spiritually. Others don't know Him yet, and you are the way that He wants to introduce Himself to them. Well, do you know that in all ministry to people, there's what we can do and what God must do? Yesterday, we looked at the story of Elijah at Mount Carmel and the sort of contest that he put together between him and the prophets of Baal to see who was truly representing the real God. And they built an altar, first the prophets of Baal, and they put wood on it and put their sacrifice on it, and then they prayed to Baal to light the fire on the altar to burn the sacrifice. And all day went by, they couldn't get anybody's attention, nothing happened. And so then Elijah went and he prayed his simple prayer that God would reveal to the people of Israel that He was really God, and Elijah was His spokesman, and the people would stop trying to worship God and Baal. And remember, Elijah doused his altar with water 3 times, totally drenching the sacrifice and the wood, water filling up the trench around the altar. And when he prayed, God sent His fire. And it says it consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." The end result of that event was true spiritual renewal and revival in the lives of God's people. It was a really powerful moment. But I want to ask you, what was Elijah's part? And what was God's part in that event? Well, Elijah's part was to call all the people of Israel together, to build the altar, to put the wood and the sacrifice on the altar. But do you know, if that story ended with what Elijah could do, he would have been no different from the prophets of Baal. They got their altar ready too. But only God could send the fire. I hope you pay attention to what the Lord is saying to us in this passage today. You know, there's all sorts of places you can go to get advice in how to more effectively minister to the people God has put you with. There's conferences, there's seminars, they'll teach you the latest activities, the latest approaches, what's changing in the postmodern mind, how to connect with people effectively. I myself teach in some of those seminars. I believe in them. But what God is saying to us in this passage is the key to everything. All those seminars and books and techniques and programs, they only equip you for what you can do in ministry to others. They help you build a better altar. But no matter how much we improve our altar building skills, only God can send the fire. The world's solution to ineffectiveness is to find better methods. But what God is looking for is better people. Not more capable people, but people who allow Him to work through them. People who call on Him for what only He can do in their ministry to others. Why don't you take a little time right now and spend some time in prayer for what God can do through you in the lives of the people you're with. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.